So on the 20th of May, the moon is going through Capricorn. So this gives you a solid foundation to focus on how are you going to overcome any restrictions that are in your life at the moment. You may feel more focused on the practicals rather than the emotional areas of life right now. So you and others can, you know, get on each other's nerves because you're just not saying the things that really need to be said. But it's also a good energy to focus on the practical tasks that need to actually be done. Accepting your responsibilities and getting serious about life. And just thinking about how you can bring more security into your own life, your family's lives, or, you know, just to take life a bit more seriously is the theme of when the moon's in Capricorn. You may also have some troubles with authority, or some kind of government change may affect your abilities to do what you want to do right now. This moon in Capricorn gives you the power to, you know, keep a cool head while you're under pressure, and to, you know, sort of like have an inner strength that will see through the challenges that may come up over the next couple of days. The moon is also sextiling Mars, so, you know, instincts and actions can be in sync now. So your conscious mind and your subconscious mind, your emotions and your rational, your logic can work together. You can be really quick at picking up on subtle you can be very quick at picking up on subtle body language or just little nuances in conversations, picking out the, you know, the few facts from the long-winded detail, kind of what you have to do with these, you know, podcasts of mine. And just some of you may just have this incredible feeling of knowing exactly what needs to be done and how to actually do it. So, yeah, that's the moon sextiling Mars. The moon also makes a conjunction to Pluto. So, again, Pluto also always intensifies feelings. So, you know, there can be emotional upsets. There can also be power struggles. There can be unexpected events, or actions of others that disrupt your days. But the sun is making a trine to the moon, so this adds gives a energy of, yeah, you know, you can go down into the rabbit hole of your emotions, or you can just try and find harmony, listen to what the other person is saying, although you may not like their tone, and see how you can not only look after your own well-being, but help them look after their well-being, and think of how you can come together rather and unite rather than divide and let things go, you know, way left field when they don't need to be. So compromises can be found at this time. Also, when the sun trines the moon, this can be an excellent time for, you know, making a commitment. Some of you may propose, get married, I don't know, whatever. But on, you know, because, you know, these are one-off occurrences. For the rest of us, you know, you may focus on launching a new business or project, or, you know, reading a book, taking some time out for yourself, starting a new exercise or self-care, well-being, something like that. The moon is also making a trine to Mercury. Again, you have a choice to let your mind influence your emotions or your emotions influence your mind. There can be a lot of changeable ideas, quick thinking, increasing communications of all types. The moon also makes a sextile to Jupiter, allowing you to feel more optimistic today. So even though, you know, we have some that Pluto energy making us feel more emotional and upset and just a bit, you know, thinking, oh, I can't do this, we have the moon sextile Mars helping us be in sync with our heart and what we really want right now, and to just really go out there and go after what we want. And the moon sextile to Jupiter also helps us to, you know, just feel optimistic about things, even though, as I said yesterday, the world's kind of a mess right now. So yeah.